time to time, we ask our listeners to tell us about the music that's on their minds, or rather your minds. What's on your stereos, what's in your cars, what you're playing as you take a bubble bath or water the lawn. It certainly doesn't have to be what's out just recently or the latest top-selling hit single. Just what compels you to listen to music. A little while ago, we received an email response to this request that we just had to follow up on, and you'll soon see why. It's from a young woman named Gita Jackson, who wanted to tell us what she's listening to. And she writes, being a 13-year-old girl, people often push the stereotype of the Britney Spears-loving, Forever 21-wearing, Valley Girl-speaking, smiley, prepubescent white girl on you. But with me, that could not be further from the truth. Gita Jackson joins us from her family's kitchen in Middletown, Connecticut. And hi there, Gita.
Hi.
Well, you don't like Britney Spears. You don't like any of these stereotypes. And let's face it, who does like being stereotyped? Nobody. So why don't you tell us what kind of music you do like to listen to?
I try to check for things that are under the radar. Like, I'm a bit of an internet junkie. Like, I'm on there all the time. And I try to check out the message boards for bands I like the AFI message board. And people always talk about bands I like there. And then I use my completely illegal downloading program and download a couple MP3s and decide whether or not I like this band. Then if I have money, I'll buy the CD.
You mentioned the AFI website. Could you tell us what that stands for?
AFI stands for A Fire Inside.
So A Fire Inside, I think I've actually heard of them. Let's take a listen. Gita, what song is this on the album?
This is from their album, The Art of Drowning. It's called Ever in a Day. And words cannot describe how much I love that song. Once you read the lyrics on the page, it sounds kind of depressing. But when you hear Davey Havok sing them, and the guitars and the bass and the drums and everything, which are all fantastic, it's very uplifting.
I have to say, it doesn't sound uplifting, but maybe you see something in it that I'm missing.
It communicates a feeling that it's hard to describe.
Kind of like you're not alone out there?
Yeah, sort of like I'm not the only one that's thinking this. When the chorus comes on, will you be my beloved? Will you help me to get through? It's more of about a song of hope than, giving up.
Do you put this on after a hard day at school or talk with a friend that didn't go well or something like that?
That whole album is just so amazing. I put it on even when I'm not having a hard time. Mm-hmm. The album is so complete. It's a good, complete package. I don't need to skip any songs or anything.
What else do you have for us today?
The Faint. I absolutely love The Faint. My friend heard about them. He went to a No Doubt concert and they opened for No Doubt and he absolutely loved them. And then, he basically just forced them on me until I started liking them. I feel a warm resistance beneath the outer layer. While once moved living organs leaks through a thin veneer. Blue-blooded royal body, elegantly posed to death.
All right, now let's see. That song was called
Posed to Death.
Posed to Death.
I love The Faint because the music sounds all happy when you're listening to it, but when you look at the lyrics, you realize just how depressing that whole song is. I feel a warm resistance beneath the outer layer. What once moved living organs leak through a thin veneer. That song is so depressing. Really.
Well, you said it, not me.
After you're done dancing to that song and you look up the lyrics, you feel so guilty for dancing to it.
No, I'm glad you're dancing to it. A lot better than if you were sort of laying on the floor with your eyes closed. There's definitely a kind of what we might call reverse chic. I mean, these are bands that, would you agree, kind of take it to the edge, kind of really do make you question what it's all about, sort of speak for you in terms of things that, kind of, that seem like big contradictions in life, maybe sort of talk about the phoniness of what you see in a lot of American culture?
Yeah, that's part of what makes them appeal to me. When you're 13 years old, you're basically questioning everything. When you're a small child, you accept everything, and inevitably, once you become a teenager, you're trying to question everything, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, I think it's a good thing. And, you know, these certainly are songs that ask the what is it all about question.
Yeah.
But at 13, I mean, what would you say are your sort of big questions right now? Do you have some?
Sometimes I just think, what is the point? When I see something really, really ridiculous, I just, something, it just strikes me as, what is the point of everything?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people care?
And of course, to be 13 and to be in school is to look around at a lot of kids who feel a big investment in all doing things the same way, right?
Oh, God. Everybody at the school I go to are horrible zombie slaves.
You mean they all zombie slaves, meaning that they all behave like each other?
Sometimes I forget who I'm talking to.
Because one kid is so much like another.
Yeah.
Let's move on to another song then. Now, do we have some more here?
Yeah, I have one more. The Pillows. Riding Shooting Star. The Pillows are this crazy Japanese pop-punk band that I got into from this anime, FLCL.
Anime meaning one of the Japanese cartoon films?
Yeah, it's a Japanese animated cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
The Pillows do the soundtrack for FLCL.
Okay, and so what's the series about?
It's about this kid, like 13 years old. He meets this girl who immediately hits him in the head with a Gibson bass, I think, and then a robot comes out of his head.
Sort of like, who's going to control his mind, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm eager to hear it. Let's listen to it. It sort of strikes me that the music that you like is music that you think really kind of has a vocabulary, really does have a point. It's questioning and it's probing.